This is what's trending today. Every day seems to be a different day on the internet. For example, August 8th was International Cat Day. There were even more pictures of cats on social media than usual. It was both International Beer Day and Coast Guard Day on August 4th. Later this month, people will celebrate Rum Day, August 16th, and Eat a Peach Day, August 22nd. On August 28th, if you see someone wearing a bow tie around their neck, it might be because it is Bow Tie Day. In 2014, Money Magazine interviewed John Brian Hopkins. He is a food writer from Birmingham, Alabama. Hopkins started a website called Foodmentary. Hopkins said he created different food celebration days for fun, and they caught on. For example, August 2nd was National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Did you celebrate by eating a frozen treat made of ice cream and two cookies? The magazine called these days fake holidays. But that may not be fair. Many people enjoy celebrating these days, even though they may not be formally recognized. In the article, Hopkins said he has the right to change what is being celebrated on any given day. I might decide that I don't like what's being celebrated that day, he said, so I make it a new one. Hopkins said he does not usually make days celebrating healthy food. I like the foods that America really likes, he said. Some upcoming food-related holidays celebrate filet mignon and soft serve ice cream. This Wednesday was Book Lovers Day. Many internet users celebrated the calorie-free act of reading. People who wrote on Twitter using the hashtag BookLoversDay received a smiley-faced emoji reading a book. Some publications created lists of ways to celebrate the day. Bookish.com's 10 Ways to Celebrate National Book Lovers Day included visiting the library, buying a new bookshelf, and rereading an old favorite book. The magazine Fast Company reminded people of a story from earlier this year. It listed the 5 books on Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates's summer reading list. The books included Hillbilly Elegy by J.D. Vance, A Full Life by former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, and Born a Crime by talk show host Trevor Noah. His book is about growing up with a black parent and a white parent in South Africa. Noah was a young boy during the period known as apartheid. TED Talks reminded readers of their list of 101 book recommendations for the summer. They are broken into categories like When You Are Lying in the Sun, When You Are in the Mood for Adventure, and When You Are Spending the Summer in the City. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedell.